much. That's good.
See, there's popcorn. Technology. Okay, it's a pleasure to be here. Already here for only a few hours and keep getting running to, from one group to the next. But this is the type of group that I think is probably the most important. I want to first say thank you to Rabbi Becker for arranging it. And also the Mashkir, Rabbi Winter. You boys have to understand, I look at this very special, it's gorgeous. You have to appreciate all Hashem's given you. It's a critical part of being Matzliach in life. You need to know that you have to have Siyata Dishmaya, and you have to be thankful, and with that, Hashem will give you everything. Everything will come. But you have to know that's the main. Those are the main ingredients. Person's thankful, he accomplishes so much. And you're able to say, if something's not befitting for you, this, that's not for me. That's not for me, bechalal. But you have to be, that means you have an inner happiness because you worked on yourself. And a lot of it comes with having a geshmak and your learning. And if you don't have it, you need siyata dishmaya. Sometimes, I hate saying this, a boy could be ruining it for himself. I'll give you an example. I was on a plane coming back from Eretz Yisrael. I see a good-looking bachur. He looks very stark. All of a sudden, I see he has he's watching maybe a movie or some kind of show. I said to myself, does this guy realize what he's doing to him? He's ruining himself. He's ruining himself, guaranteed. I could almost guarantee it. I see all these guys come into my shul with their wives and they have problems. The marriages barely could last even a year, some after a few months. Why? Because they're living in a fantasy world. They're living in a world that's not real. And therefore they want what's not real. We have to know that there's we have a challenge that's different than the last generations. The last generations had different. They had to escape countries and to maintain their Yiddishkeit. Some of them had challenges with Shabbos. We have a different, our Gedolim Lima telling us something different. Rabbi Matthias Salman says, our challenge that we have to fight, and he gave his life for it, is the Nisayan of technology. And know that a Nisayan makes a person great. Because you have that, you could become great. Yosef HaSadiq. How did he become Yosef HaSadiq? Only because he had a heavy Nisayan. And me, myself, I have a big company, a very big company, Baruch Hashem. I have big brands. I have Wilson, Skechers, Fila, a lot of big brands. Much, you know, more, and I'm a hands-on person. And at the time, when I realized from my children, I got to make a change. And I'm not saying that everybody has to push their parent, but again, my kids are a higher level. And they're sharp. Clear, sharp kids. Never had any, so they were pushing me. And I went to Chacham Yosef. He's gadol in his 90s, Yosef Raful. And he laughed at me. He says, of course, change. I said, but Chacham Yosef, I said, my business. I said, I do a lot for yeshivot. I do a lot for Klal Yisrael. I have a lot on my plate. This yeshiva itself, I told them. I do so much fundraising. He starts laughing. He said, don't worry. Now I'm about to try to explain it to him again. And then he grabs my hand. Don't worry. Okay. That's it. I don't know if you understood. That's my own weakness. I'm thinking this gadol doesn't. So now, I left my phone in my office, and I don't have my phone during the day. And I learn first Seder, whatever. I'm feeling things shaking, but I don't have anything. I felt that addiction. But what was worse was I felt that I'm not answering my emails. So I get a phone call from my biggest buyer from Walmart. What happened to you? Where are you? I said, what do you mean? She says, you're not answering your emails. I said, okay, here it is. Ajmi, you're done. I said, listen, I have children. I'm trying to explain, but I'm stumbling. I can't even know how to say it. I said, bottom line is, I gave him my phone that has emails. I don't have emails anymore. And I did it for my children. She goes, wow, that's very, very special. What? She says, you think we don't have problems with our children? I said, okay, but I said, but what about the business? I said, what about the business? She says, the business? You have 24 hours to answer. I said, what? Yeah, it always was the rule you have 24 hours to answer at Walmart. I said to myself, after I hung up the phone, I said, Ronnie Ajmi. I said, you thought it was you. You thought it's you. I thought I'm busy. I thought I worked for Hatzalah. I'm answering emails every minute. And I realized, I said, what do you think? You think you're running this business? You think, who do you think you are? When we were younger, we didn't have any emails. We didn't have nothing. We were typing invoices. All of a sudden, things changed. And I feel like, but Gendolim, say something. We have to know you need bracha, you need siyata d'shmaya. I'm going to tell you a story of Chafetz Chaim. By the way, what did I give up? My phone was a kosher smartphone. Kosher smartphone. Meaning, I wasn't looking at anything, you know, that was not appropriate. I had an iPad and an iPhone. And by the way, an iPad or tablets is just a big smartphone. Nothing less. Very dangerous. Also not the gaming devices. People lose their focus from the gaming devices. I had a story with the cheder in Lakewood. A Rebbe came, after I spoke, I told them, you know, how would they have to think about their homes. One Rebbe came to me and he said, I have a boy in my class. And this is important, boys, because before you know it, you're going to have your own homes. So this boy, 6-year-old boy, he said, the boy, imagine I'm talking, and there's one boy there, he's just not there. You're talking. He says, I finally have to call this mother. I went, what's going on with this kid? Calls the mother. Listen, miss, anything wrong? No, nothing's wrong. Do me a favor. Take him to this so-and-so. Get him evaluated. Okay, I'll do it. She tells him, okay. The man says, I think too much screen time. Too much screen time. Gaming devices, this, that, whatever it is. The gaming devices, by the way, they keep flashing the screens, you know, they're addictive, and it loses the child's focus, and it loses anybody's focus. And that's what these guys make them addictive for. They make them to keep you held in, and then how do you get away? So now, this mother, good mother, she cuts out everything. Nothing. Done. The boy, he told me, within 6 months, became the best boy in the class. The best. How could it be? I said, how could it be? He said, I'm telling you. I said, you know, I'm not an emotional person. I said, but do you realize what this would have happened to this boy? How many boys the kippah goes and they're gone? Because people think it's only a game. It's only this. It's only that. And the kid's gone. I said, you saved the boy. You saved him. And he says, the mother? She listened. I know what she did. She got rid of everything herself. She made changes. The boy became... I said, you know what's going to happen to this boy? He's going to open up his Gemara in fifth grade and he's going to be able to see it. He's going to have a geschmack in learning. And everybody could have that geschmack in learning. And that's a key to being happy and matzliach in life. And don't think if you didn't get it yet or if you don't have it on the highest level. It's there for everybody, but it comes with siyata d'shmaya. Siyata d'shmaya. You're doing the right things to deserve it. Hashem is going to give it to you. Want it. Want it. It's like people want money. They want money. Trust me, the money is there for you. Hashem will give it to you. Hashem's in charge. He's not going to give you any more money because you have a device. Could you think, oh, this is the way to make money. This is the way people make money. I'm telling you, I made much more money without it. And a lot of my friends, they're the most tremendous real estate guys. They're walking around with little... I said, how do you do this? How do you do your business? Like, don't worry. Everybody knows how to find me. big doctor told me, head of one neural something. I said, how are you doing without a smartphone? He says, you think I don't want good children? I said, yeah, but I said, you're dealing with life and death. It's pikuach nefesh. He says, listen to me. He says, somebody wants me, they could text me, they could call me. I have a phone. I said, wow. But this is where you have to think. I'm going to end off with a story that Shimon Schwab, this story was told by Rabbi Matityahu Salman. He said this story. He said that Rabbi Shimon Schwab, when he was going from the Mir Yeshiva to Germany, he was traveling, and he says, I have to stop to get a bracha from in Raden, from the Chafetz Chaim. The Chafetz Chaim was shvach. He was very old, he said, and he was very weak. But when Rabbi Shimon Schwab came in, he said to him, Chafetz Chaim said, are you a Kohen? He says, no. He says, is your father, why aren't you a Kohen? He says, my father wasn't a Kohen. Then he asked him, he says, how come your father's not a Kohen? He says, I didn't know, where am I going with this? Rabbi Shimon Schwab's thinking to himself, he says, I don't know what the Chafetz Chaim wants from you. It's old, but it's not that old. I mean, he says, I want to tell you something. He says, you know why you're not a Kohen? I'll tell you why. He says, when we were in the Midbar, the people served the Egel. He served the Egel. He made a big mistake. But what happened? Moshe Rabbeinu came to them and he said, Mila Hashem Eli. And my Zevi, that's how he said, my Zevi went with Moshe. And your Zevi didn't. I'm thinking to myself, I'm also Yisrael. My Zevi didn't go. But he said to him, it doesn't matter. Because a Kohen, whether you're a Kohen, Levi, or Yisrael, everybody has that call in life. Mila Hashem Eli. Which way are you going? Which way are you going? That's going to make a difference on your generation and your children. And they're going to say, my Zaidi, he did the right thing. He went. He went against it. He fought it. That's Mila Hashem Eli. Baruch Hashem, there's so many people. I hear that, you know, it's a hash of a group. Hush of a group. And every step you have to know that you take fighting this battle, don't think of it small. It's important. It's big. Be proud of yourself. Be happy. Be happy and know that nobody's perfect. But you could become very special. Don't think you can't become great. Don't think you can't have children that are going to become gedolim. I didn't think I was going to have very special children. My children, Baruch Hashem, I have a boy that's staggering away. He's one of the biggest matzmid in the whole yeshiva. How did it happen? I have no idea. It's not, don't look at me. It's not me. It's my wife. But understand, you need good wives. I'll tell you that. Make sure she doesn't have a smartphone either. But understand that the bracha is there for you. I have a list of brachas from Gedolim. One I'm going to read to you, of Elia Ber Wachtel. Listen to this bracha. I'm sure that those who took upon themselves these, he spoke about smartphones, and even he spoke a little bit about texting, that, you know, he says, I'm sure that people that took upon these kabbalot upon themselves will be zochet to proper shidduchim, to sons that are talmidei hachamim, to daughters that are yirei shamayim, to a life of wealth and happiness. And everything they will do, Hashem will give them success in their hands. What a bracha. But no. How is he saying, I'm sure? Usually when somebody gives you a gadol, gives you a bracha, they give you a bracha. Or they, when they give the bracha, they talk to people, they say, you know, you should be zoche. I'm sure, he's saying. Why am I sure? Because this is your nisayon. If you do this, you're making it. I'm sure you'll have bracha and you'll have siyata d'shmaya. With everything you do, you should have tremendous, tremendous hatzlacha and siyata d'shmaya. I don't know if we have any time for a couple of questions. It's up to the
official.
If anybody wants to stay, or yeah.
Stay and ask questions.
Thank you very much.
Sometimes I get carried away short of the tool. Yeah? Sorry. Back and forth.
Back and forth.